As you know, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. In Samuel L. Blumenfeld's book, Is Public Education Necessary?, there is biographical information about Robert Owen, who started the Communist Society in New Harmony, Indiana. It failed, which made him realize that he was doing things backwards. He realized instead of getting Christians to buy into communism, which is basically impossible, he would facilitate the young people being raised as communists so that they more easily buy into it. That is what has happened in the United States the last 200 years. Anyway, Robert Dale Brown, in describing his father's zeal for building a civil government school system, wrote this: "From 7 in the morning until 10 at night, he thinks of nothing, speaks of nothing, acts for nothing, save only and alone the furtherance of his system of reform. Nothing interests him but that one engrossing theme. Nothing seems to him of value but with direct reference thereto. No one useful but as he promotes it. No one intelligent but as he understands it." End quote. Robert Brown had one great cause, which was to create a civil government school system that would undo Christianity and facilitate humanism. Temporarily, he's won. We're going to undo that. Mr. Brown has met his match, for all I think about is abolition. When I lie down, when I sit, when I walk down the road, that is all I think about, abolition. That's all I talk about. It's all I see. I'll never tire of this issue. And we're going to win on this issue. The civil government school system is going to be abolished. There is no other option. America's primed for this issue. So many have seen it for years, and so many and many more are seeing it, that the civil government school system is responsible for America's decline. You can join the abolition movement at deconstructingthecoliseum.com. And I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition.